This is Earth and Sky. In 2005, scientists from the United Kingdom camped out in northern Africa to study the dustiest place on Earth.
Called the Bodele Depression, it's a dry lake bed located in the African country of Chad. The lake bed is covered in diatomite, the remains of algae that lived and died in the lake. Winds carrying sand from the Sahara Desert are funneled into the depression at high speeds through a gap between two mountain ranges. As the sand hits the diatomite, it breaks it into a fine powder that's easily swept up by the wind.
Large plumes of dust from the Bodele Depression travel over the Atlantic Ocean. The dust shades the ocean and cools it. Atlantic hurricanes are born over the warm waters near Africa, but this cooling effect of Bodele dust can stop them from forming.
The nutrients in the dust also fertilize algae in the ocean. This makes it able to absorb large amounts of carbon. Charlie Bristow, a sedimentologist at the University of London, was one of seven scientists on the Bodele expedition.
This is potentially a huge sink for carbon in the Atlantic. Algae growing in the Atlantic are going to be absorbing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. That's going to be removing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, and that's a good thing in terms of global warming.
Our thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.